the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can connect with us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram, or call in 317-239-1009. Craig called in. He made, because he was asking, like, hey, how's my wife Lindsay doing? She's still looking for a full-time gig, but right now she's doing part-time stuff with the Dyslexia Institute of Indianapolis, so shout out to them. They do some great work. And he said, well, I have an idea. I actually do, in a sense, full-time work. It's panhandling. And he said last year he brought in $60,000 cash. So no taxes. I don't even know what he does to file, because they're going to wonder eventually, like, doesn't this guy have a job? Plus, yeah. On top of that, his wife's an engineer. Where'd they say they live? Geist?
Yeah.
Woof.
Which, if she's an engineer, they're living in Geist, I'm sure she's making six figures.
You got to, if not, you got to be doing at least comfortable, like, to get by. That's one
100%.
Job. So we're wondering, what do you think? Is it okay for Craig to panhandle? Oh, some other things too. I almost forgot. He says that he has, like, a different outfit that he wears, like, multiple things.
He has a closet in his home specifically for his homeless. He calls it work uniforms. He goes to Goodwill, thrift stores.
He treats it like a job.
Yeah, like, he picks a different, you know, holy jacket,
only
tattered
thing,
shoes.
Only thing I had a problem with, Alex, because we could go on and on about what Craig said, is that he says sometimes, you asked him what are the different signs he holds up, and sometimes he'll say, like, he has kids, which he doesn't, which, okay, fine, exploiting that's not the greatest. But when he said he's a veteran, that's what kind of makes me pissed, because there's so many men and women that have served our country and that we're not taking care of. What are people saying this morning on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram?
Johanna said, if he thinks that what he does is such an honest living, why does he have to lie? Write the truth on your sign. Preach. Matthew, I'm a veteran. Craig is a waste of space for faking service and disabilities. Absolutely despicable. He should be arrested. Michael, the IRS is going to audit his ass. Stupid to say it's tax-free. Jeremy, spent a year in Iraq and I'm thoroughly disgusted with this guy's idea of this being okay. Then on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, Jessica Wilkerson says, my neighbor does this and drives a better car than I do.
Yeah, they're getting all the money tax-free. Imagine if we got our money tax-free. We'd be rich. Kaylee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about the panhandler, Craig?
I completely agree with Alex. This guy is insane. Like, why is this okay? Myself and plenty of other people struggle to put food on the table for their kids and keep a roof over their head. I'm taking my daughter to school right now. I won't see her again until tomorrow morning when I wake her up for school, because I have to go to work all day.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. And my dad served in the military. My boyfriend has served in the military. Terry, that is extremely disrespectful, extremely disrespectful. And to be completely honest, panhandling is illegal. So why isn't the city doing something about them being out there doing this?
That's a good question. If there are police officers listening, I'd love for them to call in.
Yeah, if you know anything about that, because I've heard there's different laws or there's ways to work around it to panhandle. Because I've always thought it was illegal too.
You have to have a permit or something?
I live in Hamilton County, and literally they stand right on the county line of Marion and Hamilton County. Hamilton County doesn't deal with it.
I live in Fishers, and I get off every day when I go home and come to work off of Allisonville Road right there on 465.
Yep.
And I always see two or three people, men and women. So thank you for the call this morning, Kaylee. We appreciate it.
Brandon said, I want to know where this guy stands at. Brandon is coming for you, Craig.
He wants to give him money?
Yeah, he tweeted us at Joe Nacho. I don't think so. Tiffany said, F this guy for pretending to be homeless, but even more for pretending to be a veteran. And Ashley said, this is the exact reason I refuse to give panhandlers any money. That's ridiculous. Get a regular job like the rest of us.
Let's talk to Mike. Mike, hey, good morning. You're a veteran. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, sir, first of all, for serving our country. We really respect that.
Absolutely.
Now, what did you want to say about this guy called Craig?
I missed the birth of my first two out of four kids because I was serving in Iraq. I watched several buddies get killed. I was injured. My house was foreclosed on because I wasn't able to work. And the military only gives you so much money if you're injured. I ended up getting discharged, a medical discharge, because of my injuries. I was up for a Purple Heart. However, I didn't receive that because my injuries weren't severe enough.
Oh.
So most people that get Purple Hearts are killed in action. So mm-hmm. to even be nominated is a great thing. I've got four kids. I make about $40,000 a year. I'm a paramedic now. And this freaking jackwagon, he better hope that any veteran, any police officer, any fireman, any paramedic, anybody, because we are a tight brotherhood, he better hope that nobody ever finds him. And I do not condone violence, but this jackwagon is asking.
I can tell right now, Mike, you're holding back. Because I think you have a million other words besides jackwagon to describe how you feel about
I want to know what you think about what Elizabeth just wrote. I'm shocked. She said, I don't support it and I don't agree with it, but he is not stealing. He's not doing drugs that I know of. I think people are to blame for giving him money on the streets. And that's what his argument was. He said, I'm not stealing. I'm not forcing you to give me money. It's people's choice. That's what Craig was saying.
It's people's choice because I have faith in humanity. We try to help other people. And to be taken advantage of, I generally don't give money to panhandlers either, generally.
Yeah.
Now, you just don't know what they're going to do with it.
And you know what? That's between them and God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to help because I've needed help. I haven't resorted to that because I'm a resourceful guy, but my wife stays at home to take care of my kids. You know, through my church, my family, we've made it. But we struggle. And yes, you're absolutely right. I am so infuriated right now that I cannot even see straight. I'm actually late to work right now to talk to you guys.
But we appreciate you calling
in. But
my boss
is a veteran, so
he'll understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But this guy better hope that nobody ever finds out where he's at. It's one thing for the stolen valor. I mean, you guys have seen the videos.
Yes, where they call it.
I talk to these people that are veterans, you know. I always thank them for my service, and they do the same for me. But when somebody, if this idiot's holding a sign that says a veteran and somebody asks him about that and he can't answer because there's certain things that we know to ask for, like, you know, your branch, your MOS, and all that stuff, and
he's going to be in some trouble.
I picture a lot of panhandlers getting questioned today.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Mike, man. Thank you, first of all, for your service, for busting your butt for your family. And if you're listening, Mike's boss, let the guy be a few minutes late this morning, okay? He's definitely earned it.